So as we'll begin with the earth breath, just breathing in and out through the nose. And so as we breathe in, let's stretch up. And then we'll come down and let gravity take us. Exhale. Breathing in. Stretchy. Let yourself enjoy this. Let your body feel good. Stretch the parts that really need to be stretched, and then let go on that exhale. You can think of yourself as kind of like letting your belly out, letting your butt out, just letting everything kind of hang as you feel that sense of gravity pulling you down. Let's do it a couple more times, breathing in. And let's come into our feet a little bit more so we can take our feet and let them be picked up off the floor so that they can, you can feel their toe, the toe, the ball, the heel. And as you're doing this, you're going to continue to just breathe the earth breath. You can even make a little sound with the floor if it feels good to bring a rhythm in. And let yourself feel your ankles and your lower legs. Breathing nice, full, rich breaths, oxygenating your body, oxygenating those toes and legs. And then bringing it into the knees. Bringing full energy into those knees to be able to bend and continually serve us throughout the day. And letting go of anything that no longer serves those knees, no longer serves body, heart, or mind. And then coming into the thighs. Breathing nice, full, rich breaths. Letting your thighs bend. Feeling the muscles and the bones all the way down through the legs, all the way down to the bottom of your feet. And then as you're getting up into the middle part of your body, let's begin to use the fire breath to breathe in this beautiful energy. This high, this life force energy into our hips and our pelvic floor and into our genitals. And again, we're reminding ourselves we're here with high self doing this. High self is guiding us. And letting ourselves shake out our hips a little bit, side to side, all around. Letting the energy go into our large and small intestines and the area of our cough and our solar plexus, our lower backs. feeling all the muscles in that area. Letting them really shake out as they need to shake out. Letting yourself feel the muscles in that area. As you breathe in this new life force energy and you let go of anything that's no longer serving body, heart, mind, or soul. And breathing in this wonderful energy. Breathing out all the concepts we have of our torso and our hips and all of our genitals, this whole piece of ideas about who we are and how skinny we have to be or how our body has to look, and just letting it all go on the exhale. And then coming up into the heart area. Energizing that heart area, especially in the back, letting yourself feel your scapular region. Shaking it out. Again, letting it feel, be felt, be known. That's why we go into our body. It's the same thing. It's like we're wanting our body to be known, to come in to our full awareness. And then bringing it up into the upper chest, the upper back. Letting that area really stretch out, pull out. You can use your arms to help you with that. And then as you're doing that, you can feel into your arms, into your shoulders. And your elbows and your forearms and your hands and your fingers, all these amazing parts of our body, all the organs, giving thanks for all of these parts that are working and serving us as givers and receivers, as continual ways that keeps our body healthy. And then let's do a shaking out of our whole bodies. And then we're going to let ourselves really express through our vocal cords and through our throat chakra as we're doing the exhale. Whatever wants to be said, to be gotten out right now, so that you can go forward and not have to focus on it. Include the jaw and the mouth. All the muscles of the face around the jaw area in the back, the sides. And then as we get to the top of the head and all the rest of the face and the back, I want you to just let yourself rub a little bit your whole head, your forehead, in a really loving way. And let yourself go into now the water breath, because we're going to let go of all the thoughts, all the mind mesh. So breathing in through the nose. And when you're through with your little rubbing and tapping, I want you to imagine that right there on the crown, that you're turning a teeny tiny circle around with your crown. One way, and then the other way. And then the circle gets just a little tiny bit bigger, continuing to breathe Deep, rich, full breaths, and exhale through the mouth. So with great ease, it's like we're just letting our head circle one way and then the other, not big. And then let the hips circle with it. You can think of ourselves as like a corkscrew or a nail, and we're really letting ourselves come into the earth fully, more and more fully, with our whole bodies being supported, being energized, letting go. And then we're going to let go of that movement and see if there's anything else that needs attention in our bodies. Is there anything else that's calling to us? You can just do kind of a little body scan and see if there's any part of your body that needs to be worked with that wasn't quite felt before. Continuing to breathe really deeply. Two more breaths like that. And then bringing the awareness and attention into your heart area as you begin to breathe the air breath. So breathing in and out through the mouth, creating space. I want you to just let yourself create that space in whatever way you need. It might be clearing out of stuff in your head. It may be clearing out things in the back that you haven't been able to feel. Just making, you're clearing out space as you breathe that air breath. And as you're clearing out that space, I want you to see if you just can make a very generalized intention about the soul work for yourself, how what you would like to be able to experience with high self. So as you do that, I'm going to say the invocation. Toward the one, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being, united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the master, the message, the mystery, the miracle, the mother, the spirit of guidance. So as you're listening to my voice, you can stay standing or you can sit. And what I'd like you to do is just really let yourself begin to let your heart breathe the breath that feels like it really helps you to stay in touch with yourself. If that's air breath or water or fire, wherever you are right now, what helps you to just stay connected to this place of conscious self? And I have the intention of calling upon high self today and letting us really commune with high self in high self's form as we probably know it now, and maybe the form that also helps to hold us, the more yin form. So that is my intention in the soul work today, and that we all can begin to feel some of that love. So as I call upon high self, I ask you to just, with your heart, put out the call. I want you. Please come. You are my lover. You are my beloved. However you call, high self, Call thyself, inspire of my mind, however it is. What did Anaya Khan talked about how if a practice becomes without any passion, then you've lost it. You can't stay focused. So you need the passion here to call out, to want this. I want you to be here with me, high self. And then as high self arrives and you feel that sense again of being back in communion, I want you to really ask high self, what would you like to be called today? Maybe you already know high self's name and you call that name out or you wait and you listen. Don't be discouraged if you don't hear something. Just give yourself a few moments. High self is there and wants to be known. Maybe a symbol will come that you can translate into a word. But let yourself call the name of high self. You could call it out loud. You can call it inside, from the deepest part of your heart. And as you call it, I want you to listen, because high self is calling you too. So listen to high self calling you by the same name, because this name is also yours. So as you let this practice come, where you call out the name and you listen for the response, I want you to begin to breathe as though you are in a beautiful infinity symbol, receiving from high self, giving to high self. And feel that beautiful reciprocity. I want to know you. You want to be known. I want to be known. You want to know me. Hear the name. Speak it and listen for the response. Let the love flow between you. Let it be on the breath. Whatever breath helps you to really feel that sense that you can relax now. You are here with high self. There's nothing to do, nowhere to go. All you have to do is keep your attention focused on high self, on this field that exists between the two of you, this love, the space of the beloved. Just let the breath bring you back into the love. They bring you back into the place of nothing to do. back into the holding. And dear high self, we want you to know that we love you and we would like to really know the part of you that is yin, the part of you that has been called the mother archetype, the part of you that has been seen in many pictures as Mary the Mother or Kuan Yin or Tara. We want to know this part of you. We want to form a relationship with this beautiful high self that is the yin quality. Please come and be with us now. You may feel her as a separate, distinct part, or you may feel high self actually shifting, but we ask that you come and hold us. Hold the little parts of ourselves. Hold the parts of us that need to be held. We want to feel your love. We want to feel that sense of someone there for us. So when this part of you arrives, again, ask the name. What does this one want to be called? And how can we deepen into our relationship with you so we can learn how to be healed and held and loved? Can you just hold some part of us or touch us where we need to be touched to be healed? We want to feel you. We want to experience that tender love, that precious gentleness, that compassion. And let that beautiful infinity loop now include this aspect of high self, the yin aspect, as well as yourself and high self, breathing all together. The love circulating this beautiful place of being held, of being loved. Nothing to do, nowhere to go. Can you help us to understand how we can relax even further? How can we trust in you? Help us to keep our focus and concentration so we can just enjoy this place of being loved, of being held, of being nurtured, caressed. and tenderness and gentleness. Giving thanks to you, high self, thanks to you, dear yin part that holds us, that loves us. We ask you to be with us throughout the day. How can we call upon you? How can we know you in this way? When some part of us really needs to be held. Thank you. And we want to remind you that we are all connected, all the high selves of each of us here listening today, all of the yin selves, each of us listening today. We form this huge container and all of our conscious selves of being held and holding, like the hands, holding and being held, this constant dance. And right now we get to just relax and give thanks for you. So we'd like to finish with a few more words. Speaking to the beautiful high self and the yin self, we tell them, I am the wine. Each of us is the wine for the high self and the yin self. And you are the cup holding us. Holding a place for this preciousness that is us. And then we speak to them, you are our wine. You, dear high self, you, yin self, you are this ambrosia. This preciousness in our lives that makes us know so much more about ourselves. You are the wine, and I am the cup. I'm holding the focus and the concentration of loving you, of remembering each of us helping each other to remember. We remember. All of us here, we remember. We surrender. And we're going to end today with the Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, because it speaks so beautifully to that part of us that has the holding, the womb, of wanting the compassion, the mercy, the love, the sun and moon of love. So, as we say goodbye, we remind ourselves with Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. And just let yourself take some time to come out, to be with this. You don't have to open your eyes right now, or you can. Let yourself have your own rhythm.
And I'd like us to just, we'll give each other about 5 minutes to just
sit
or write or just commune.